Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
One of the most dynamic athletes in all of sports is injured on this 4th-and-1 carry, and it was the right knee.
What's the point?
Football's stupid.
It's awful.
Not too many people get hurt on a sneak, and so it's a freak thing.
Dale Arnold.
Well, we win the game, right? Tonight, if we get secondary scoring from anybody.
Is anybody worried?
Rich Keith.
Oh, you think he's a sicko? Is that what you're saying?
I would do the same thing. I had a snake. It was different.
You had a pet snake.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
It's the drip. It's lit.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
4th-and-final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, WEEI.com, is in the house with us, as he is every Friday during football season. And we already gave you the update from Patriots practice, where all of a sudden Ryan Izzo is among the missing. Now, Josh Gordon, we're not surprised by. Matt Lacoste, we're not surprised by. He's not there. Michael Bennett, we're not surprised by. We know why.
He was asked not to.
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, Ryan Izzo, who was at practice yesterday, is not at practice today. So you've got two tight ends at practice.
Knowing nothing about Tomlinson other than he's big, I would say Tomlinson and Watson already an upgrade over Izzo and Lacoste.
Yes, and you know, clear roles, I think. Watson's going to catch some passes. Tomlinson's going to block some big dudes.
Right. That's the plan.
Know your role, skate your lane,
and
do your job.
Even if they do very little, it's still probably an upgrade. Maybe the run game's a little bit better. Maybe Brady gets another target out there a few times. Like, that's all you're looking for right now. Not a huge step forward necessarily, but an improvement.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, incremental improvement, that's what they call them.
So we have a Hart-Keefspiracy here?
A little bit. So yesterday, the talk of Bill Belichick's press conference was what?
Yesterday at the press conference?
How
good Adam Gase is.
Or Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, Demaryius Thomas. A lot of people thought it was interesting that after refusing to address really anything Michael Bennett related, suspension, role moving forward, nothing, we're just focused on the Jets, that's personal. Then he was called out a little bit by Manish Mehta's piece with Demaryius Thomas about, you know, disrespectful, waste of time, everything that went down here. Bill was asked about that and seemed not only willing to answer, actually happy the question was asked.
He kind of confirmed what Demaryius Thomas
Correct.
Said.
And went overboard, got a lot of respect for the kid, did everything we asked him to do, circumstances change, it happened a couple times in here, blah, blah, blah. And that all obviously revolved around Antonio Brown. Why would Bill do that? Why would Bill, A, acknowledge it, B, sort of even give you a little bit of a, my bad, mea culpa, things change. I was truthful with you, but things change. I could see why you'd be upset, was sort of the tone I took from that.
Yeah, because maybe he told Michael Bennett he was going to play more than he is, and things have changed.
No, I don't. I mean, you can have that theory. I don't like that theory.
That's a good theory, though.
He likes his better.
Is he talking about Bennett in a way where he's talking about Demaryius Thomas?
What could the Patriots use?
A wide receiver.
What could they use? Because we question if they bring in a wide receiver, will he fit?
Antonio Brown. It all goes back to Antonio Brown, and things have changed.
I think he's thinking Demaryius Thomas comes
Demaryius
back.
Demaryius Thomas.
No, I don't want him.
Why?
I've moved on from that. He's not that good.
I know he's not as sexy as AB. Believe me, I'd prefer AB.
He's not that good.
But people like Dale tell me AB's not walking through that door.
Yeah, I don't think he's that good.
Curmudgeons like Dale.
I'd rather throw the ball to Jacoby Myers.
Wet blankets like Dale.
Phil Dorsett than I would Demaryius Thomas.
I mean, that's me. None of us, just for the sake of clearing this up, none of us believe Antonio Brown's coming back here, right?
Well, I've been on the record saying he's coming
back. No, he thinks he is coming back.
All right, so you're the one who thinks. You don't think he is,
I don't
Rich.
Think so,
I don't think he is.
I'm in trouble if not even Rich will get on
board. I know. I wish he would, but I don't think he will.
Two of the three of us don't think Antonio Brown's coming back. We don't think that's an option.
So you got to look elsewhere.
So would Demaryius Thomas be an upgrade over what you have now, which ain't much?
Say you take care of business against the Jets.
If he was, he'd still be on the team.
Well, I think the reason they traded him was because of Antonio Brown.
Right.
Okay, but wouldn't you have traded Jacoby Myers then or traded Phil
Dorsett? No, because I don't know that people
or traded any of those other guys.
But I don't – like he was the odd veteran man out.
No, I understand that part and – But I'm just saying, if you really thought Demaryius Thomas was better than any of the receivers on the team, wouldn't he still be on the team?
Depends on how you're trying to manage the cap as well.
And positions and depth and whatever you look at it. Where
So do you think they think Josh Gordon is better or worse than Demaryius Thomas?
I think they think Josh Gordon is better.
Do they Philip Dorsett better or worse?
I'm not sure.
See, then I think Philip Dorsett would be gone. If they really thought Demaryius Thomas was better, why mess
but
around
the roles
with it?
Are different. Like, Philip Dorsett's a more versatile player because he's sort of an inside-out.
Okay.
He could fill in for Edelman if Edelman goes down. He can fill in for Gordon if
so
he goes down.
Even
he's
more
outside,
my point.
Inside
so,
guy.
Even, so Demaryius Thomas even does less for you.
Right, but now you're saying you don't have enough weapons. Josh Gordon is banged up.
Yeah.
If you take care of business against the Jets, maybe the Jets go, well, we don't really need a 30-something receiver at this point where the season's going down the
But think
crapper.
About it. They traded Demaryius Thomas away.
So you know the theory.
Knowing that Josh Gordon could be out at a moment's notice. That Antonio Brown, not the most trustworthy guy. Edelman's dealing
think,
with an injury.
I don't
injury.
Think they thought this was going to. No, I think that they knew what the allegations were from Brittany Taylor. They knew about all that. That's, as we have said on a number of occasions, that's not what got him
nope.
fired here.
And
no,
they were blinded.
But is he the most trustworthy guy? Like, even if none of that happened, just the way that
I
he was
I think they thought they were
going
to be able to ride things
yeah,
out
maybe,
with him.
Yes. But I think you would want to have sort of a fallback plan. And if you really thought the fallback plan was Demaryius Thomas, I think he's on the roster. Maybe you have Patrick Chung fair catch punts and you don't keep Gunnar Olszewski. Or you do something if you really thought Thomas was that good. He's not anymore. So,
but is he better than what you got?
I don't think
he adds anything to the roster.
No, I think I think Jakobi Meyers is better. I'd rather throw to Jakobi Meyers.
He looked good in that preseason game, that finale against
Sonny's
car
they
wash
all
crew.
Did. They all everybody.
Well, Gunnar didn't gave up the game winning touchdown on defense.
Good point.
Would have been an undefeated.
Good point.
Patriots
team. You lost your man there, Gunnar.
Patriots were 10-0 right now if Gunnar didn't lose his man, and he was a DB by trade.
Then I would have cut him.
Wow.
No,
you
but
hate Gunnar, huh?
No, I. I mean,
you don't get the infatuation with Gunner?
Not really.
I don't really either.
Not
I
really.
Mean, he returns punts. If you say, I need a punt returner not named Edelman or Chung or one of the veterans.
Right, and I'm fine with that. Like, you don't want those guys doing it. So, fine. He's the punt returner. But if you really thought that, like, I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, my God, they must be kicking themselves about Demaryius Thomas. Like, nope. The upshot on Antonio Brown was worth getting rid of Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
My only thing is, you're in a different spot now. As Bill said, things change, and they've changed yet again.
Okay, so I
you
mean,
don't have AB.
Yeah.
Gordon's dealing with an injury. Even Dorsett has an injury.
So if
maybe
Thomas,
Tom keeps saying he only wants veteran receivers.
Yeah.
They clearly had a relationship, Demaryius Thomas and Brady, because Demaryius Thomas went to TB12 all the time. You saw him on the sideline. They were like kissing cousins. They were all smiles and everything. Maybe you can't make Tom really happy by bringing back AB. Maybe you make him shoot a little lower on the and make him happy by
so
bringing it
if
back.
Thomas
DT.
Was, if Thomas was a free agent, maybe you bring him in like Ben Watson, sort of like the same deal. Like you're like, oh, you're looking at the roster.
Trade him whatever we trade
it.
What'd you get for him? 6th round pick?
Yeah, I just
conditional.
Think
I don't even know.
If everybody's healthy, if Thomas, if you added him, I think he'd be your 5th receiver. And then when N'Keal Harry coming back, maybe lower.
I guess the one thing to speak more in his favor is. I'm just using this name as an example. A free agent, guy who's available on the street. Let's say you're going to bring Dez Bryant in. Well, you're starting from scratch on the playbook and everything else.
Right.
And at least with Demaryius Thomas, you're not starting from scratch.
And you saw him compete on an NFL field. And he's caught a few balls for the Jets the last couple weeks. You could still argue he's an NFL receiver. He's not
he's
the
got
Pro Bowler
catches this year.
That he once was. But he can still compete on an NFL field as a veteran player. And again, he's not a rookie. He's not, you know, N'Keal Harry, does he have more physical ability right now? Maybe. I think that may still
I'll
be
take
arguable.
It back. He doesn't have any touchdowns.
I was
going to
say, I don't remember any touchdowns.
No, he's got 9 catches, 106 yards.
He's only played in 3 games.
Right.
Because he was hurt, too.
He's,
remember?
He's had 4 catches in each of the last 2 games.
Yeah, so I mean.
Uptick.
Yeah. Jakobi Meyers had 4 catches last game.
Uptick.
Yeah. Uptick.
But who does Tom want to throw to? Demaryius Thomas or Jakobi Meyers? Demaryius Thomas
he probably
was a
does
veteran.
He
went to TB12. He and Tom are elbowing each other. Alex did a good job last night.
Best buds.
So I
see,
just
what
saying,
we have to know is, does Tom like Demaryius Thomas's Instagram posts?
Does Demaryius Thomas
have
Instagram
posts?
Well, we're efforting.
Are we?
No.
None of us are moving.
No. We have a staff behind the scenes. They're not.
They're not even listening.
No, they're.
Sean Anderson's like
I'm
down.
Pulling up his Instagram, doing what you told me to do. But then I scrolled by a Lady Gaga Instagram, and my eyes were averted
there.
A bit.
How
so.
About her taking? She goes. Some guy on stage. She like pulls a dude up on stage at a concert the other night, and she's like, got her legs wrapped around like his waist, and he's like jumping up and down, kind of.
Okay.
and then the guy takes a digger. Looks like he destroyed his knee, and they fall off the stage.
It's Mahomes.
It was unbelievable.
His knee snapped like a twig.
It snapped.
Lawsuit.
And Lady Gaga is a little lady, and this guy couldn't support her, apparently, and went down like a ton of bricks. She ended up getting up and finishing the concert. This guy is probably
in the hospital.
They scraped him off and got
he's in the
hospital. That's an amazing
video. Well, it was a rather lewd dance, too.
Yeah, but you should be able to support the 90 pounds that Lady Gaga is.
Oh, you're criticizing the dude?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's all the dude's fault. Not her fault.
Oh, no, she didn't do anything wrong.
No, I didn't say she did anything wrong, he's breaking it down. Oh, you got to be able to support
her. If you watch the video, Barstool had it on their on Twitter, and he's just dancing with her, and then he's like kind of shuffling towards the end of the stage, and then his leg, like,
is
his
he little?
Knee just destroy. Is he little?
Is he like a small man?
No. I would say average size
dude. Like he has squatted before.
Maybe not.
No.
Probably not, based off
and
of
never
the
again,
series
apparently.
Of events happened there. Oh, he went down like a ton of bricks, almost kind of like landed on her, and yet she was better off than he was.
A settlement?
Oh, there's something going on there, I would think.
I did a quick Instagram search. Demaryius Thomas is on Instagram. Tom Brady likes his posts.
See? I'm on to something here.
Including one of a rather intimidating-looking pit bull.
There you go.
Which Demaryius Thomas
probably a softy. Probably a big softy.
Yeah. So I think I'm on to something. Who's better chance that they return, A.B. or D.T.?
By the way, Tom Brady likes all of his Instagram posts.
See?
A.B.
Look at this work we're doing here, journalism.
Why would the Jets give him back to you?
Well, you lose to the Patriots, you go to 1-5, maybe you realize the season's kind of going on.
Yeah, but Sam Darnold's back. I feel like they'd rather keep him and see what they can do.
Veteran guy.
If they lose Monday, do the Jets actually think they still have a playoff possibility?
No.
Realistically?
No.
No, but does that mean you just get rid of all your guys?
So maybe you trade a Jacoby Myers in the deal. Maybe Bill Prime gives in.
If I was the Jets,
right, I'm the Jets. I take the young guy that could develop with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That really makes the Patriots look like they know what they're doing, doesn't it?
No. Yeah, that's a bad look.
So you cut a guy that you signed,
well,
and then
they haven't had the best of ever since the Gunner fiasco that Bill and I were on the same page with. Gunner's on, Gunner's off.
Oh, yeah, Gunner's on, Gunner's off.
Thomas off, back on.
Ben
AB's on, AB's off. We should have kept AB. We acted too quickly. Yeah, let's bring AB back.
Very weird stuff.
Very indecisive. Mm-hmm. It's not going well.
Mm-mm. I will say this. The comments by Belichick yesterday from the podium, somebody asked us yesterday on the text machine, why do you ask him questions you know he won't answer? Because sometimes he does.
Right.
And the Demaryius Thomas thing,
definitely.
He answered, and it was actually surprising. We both said the same thing. He's basically saying, yeah. Demaryius is right.
My bad.
Things did change. You know, we did make certain commitments to him.
But Demaryius has to be, he's a veteran guy. He has to know that even if the coach tells you, like, hey, we want you on the team and you're going to be all set, as the fourth or fifth receiver, are you really all set?
Because
something could come up and then you're gone.
The flip side is, I guarantee you, if Bill had the conversation with Demaryius Thomas and said, listen, we got to cut you, stick around, we're going to bring you back, we want you to be a part of this team,
right.
And he left, Bill would be pissed. Bill would hold it against him, just like Demaryius Thomas is holding it against the Patriots a little bit. And I don't think Demaryius Thomas went scorched earth, right?
He just kind of said,
when I was cut, I could have signed with the Jets. I believed them. I wasted my time.
He did say it was an insult.
Well, if somebody tells you one thing and doesn't live up to it, don't you feel a little insulted?
But if I was Thomas, I
would have signed with the Jets?
No, because he knows Adam Gase,
but you like Brady. You've built a bond with Brady. You're going to TB12. You know the Patriots are better than the Jets, so you want to be part of the Patriots. It's not just about playing.
But this
you
is
feel
a guy,
a little slighted.
He already has a Super Bowl, so it's not like he's chasing a ring or anything.
But he always
wants
another.
Think that, of course you want another.
Best Super Bowl ring is the next one.
But if it was up to him,
heard that
I don't think he would want to come back to the Patriots.
Now?
Yeah, because what if they're
I bet he
I bet he wouldn't.
Oh, I bet he would.
I bet he would.
So, and then Bill says what to him? Hey, you're on the team. You're going to be good. And then Antonio Brown gets cleared in a week, and all of a sudden Brown's back and Thomas is cut again.
Awesome.
Could you listen to a word that he said? If a guy, and we don't know the extent of it, but if he said, I guarantee you you're on the team for the rest of the year, and then he trades him to the Jets. Now you're going to go back to that guy and what? Listen to a word he says?
I don't think he guaranteed him the first time, but if he brings him back now, don't you feel like, Bill, you have to keep him?
Bill
no matter what circumstances
you
change,
would, but that, Bill
you
wouldn't.
Have to.
Well, it's almost
would.
Like,
Bill wouldn't.
He wouldn't. That's the best part about him.
He would cut him in a second.
It's like when they brought Ben Watson back in the contract that he signed. Now, it's for less money, but basically $800,000 of it is guaranteed, which what he's saying is, we ain't cutting you again, Ben. You're here.
Well, I don't know, Dale. They cut a guy with $10 million guaranteed. Yeah. So
I'm not sure they knew it was guaranteed when they cut him.
Said guaranteed on
Yeah, but
it.
They play the NFL game. They've seen plenty of things that say guaranteed.
No, I understand.
You know, whatever. It hasn't been the best year in terms of roster management. Can we agree
with
that?
It's been weird. It's been really weird. It's been all over the place with some of these
And
decisions.
Is that Bill's fault? Yeah. I don't know. Is it just circumstantial? Like he said, things have sort of changed and the way the dominoes have fallen.
Right.
But the way they have managed the roster, there's definitely some questions there.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing is they're getting Isaiah Wynn back. Everyone's going to fall into place.
Yep, and their first-round pick.
Is that good?
I don't know.
That's the right answer.
I don't think he's going to have much of an impact. That's just my guess. So
but
we
do
don't
you remember... At some point, I'm sure I was on this show with you guys.
Probably a Friday.
Talking. No one notices because it doesn't make Week in Review.
Every Friday.
Like, thinking that they were sort of preparing him to be the number one outside receiver. Because Josh Gordon wasn't
here.
Oh,
at one point,
AB
yeah.
wasn't even a pipe dream.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, we were talking about him being invested in practice time, and they're going to have to go to him. You know, I know he's a rookie, but he's a first-round rookie, and they're going to need him to be something. And now we're like, maybe it'll work out. I don't know. They're bringing him back. Maybe they should bring back Demaryius Thomas. Well, you're getting N'Keal Harry back, right? In all likelihood, I know there's no guarantee because we've had Malcolm Mitchell and Shea McClellan, these guys practiced, and they never end up coming back. But in all likelihood, he's going to be activated in two weeks.
But I think a lot of people hear the comments that Tom Brady has about young guys, and they just sort of say, well, what do we really expect?
Well, why don't they say, stop sulking and throw him the ball? It worked when you threw it to Jacoby Myers. You were forced into it late in the game. You were, first time in 20 years, you were forced into a single group.
I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick says that exact thing.
Or McDaniels.
Just throw him the ball?
No, stop sulking and get the ball to him.
Yeah, but do you think Brady listens and gets him the ball? Or goes, nah, Edelman's open. Target number 15.
Yeah, or, you know what, QB sneak.
Right. Like, or James White,
yeah.
10 out of 10,
James
I'm going
White.
To him.
Yep, every time.
I don't think he always listens.
Not
going
to hand it to Sony Michel, that's for sure.
We should probably not have him sneak anymore. Because it's dangerous.
Ever.
Dangerous.
Less sneaks.
Although he never gets hurt. He's like
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
He
knows
you
how
know
to
what
fall.
You're doing? He does not.
Yeah,
don't. You're propagating misinformation.
Yeah, right spot, and then he goes.
Don't be one of those sheep that just follows the TB12.
Doug's in Rhode Island. Hey, Doug.
Douglas.
Hey, Doug.
Hey.
Hey, Doug.
I have a different...
Hey.
Yes.
What's up, Doug?
This is awkward.
I have a different take on what you guys were talking about earlier about John Elway not being able to find a serviceable quarterback.
Okay.
You guys mentioned that except for bringing in Peyton Manning. Well, my take is this. Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos didn't win a playoff game in his first year. They went to the Super Bowl in the second year and got spanked. I don't think they won a playoff game in his third year. And then they won a Super Bowl in his fourth and last year. But Peyton Manning didn't really have much, if anything, to do with that.
Okay.
If he had spent all that money on Peyton Manning and instead went with Tim Tebow and continued to build that defense, I think they still would have had the same exact results with Tim Tebow as they did with Peyton Manning, minus the offensive records.
Doug, did you ever see Tim Tebow throw the ball?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Manning couldn't throw the ball when they wanted.
No, they might have. The defense was so good, they might have won it
right.
with Tebow. But, I mean, so if you happen to really like Tebow, I suppose, Doug, and that's fine, he didn't bring in Tebow. In fact, he was the one that got Tebow out of there. So that's actually another case in point on our side that Elway sucks at identifying quarterbacks.
Right. Okay. All I'm saying,
he's still here.
If you look at the net results of Peyton Manning in Denver.
Yeah. Two Super Bowl appearances?
Right. You won a ring, you went to another Super Bowl, and as you put it, you broke some records.
As I say, you were there for 4 years, you made the Super Bowl twice, and you won it once?
Threw 55 touchdown passes in a season. You had some fun.
I mean, I would say that's...
You had some fun, and you won. Seems like success. Now, I don't really give Elway credit, because there was like that... Manning held all the cards. He was just going to decide where he was going to go. So it was like a recruitment. It wasn't like he beat the bushes and was like, I found this quarterback. You know, he used to play in Indy. I think we can make him into something.
Found him in Switzerland. He had needles in his neck.
And if he knew he was going to be that good and healthy, then they wouldn't have drafted Osweiler in the second round.
Right.
So, I mean, come on.
And we've talked about this on a number of occasions in the past. I mean, Tim Tebow might be the nicest professional athlete, apparently, that I've ever seen. Couldn't play.
I think it gets so overblown, though. Like, he won a playoff game. How many quarterbacks have won a playoff game? And I don't know. He was doing it with
just a nice defensive play by Dick LeBeau.
So it doesn't count?
No.
It counts.
I'm just saying. Everybody.
My
I mean,
point
so
is
you
the
think
the
Tim
one
Tebow
pass,
could play?
I think he was not great. He was not a good quarterback, but there's been so many bad quarterbacks, and yet people harp on that one. Like,
because
he was
one of the worst I've ever seen. Drop back in the pocket and then freak out, and people fixate on the physical.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow could not read a defense and make a decision. It was like, freak out, like, throw the ball, run around, throw it to the ground.
Like Josh Allen.
Like, he is Josh Allen throws the football better than Tim Tebow could ever dream of, and he makes decisions faster. They're not always the right decision, but he makes decisions faster.
Though.
Tim Tebow could not, like, look at a defense and make a decision.
Winning record as a quarterback.
Oh, are you a Tebowite?
I am now, because everybody hates him so much. So, yeah, I am.
But it's not misinformation to say he's one of the worst physical throwers of the football that ever stepped on an NFL field.
Oh, yeah.
It's not misinformation to say he had some of the slowest reads and progressions of any quarterback that ever stepped on an NFL field.
Kyle Bowler had one of the best arms in NFL history. How was he as a quarterback? Like, it's not just...
Stunk.
Oh, it was horrible. He was terrible. So... Yeah, he's not a great thrower of the football, and yet they somehow won a bunch of games with him. I'm not like the caller thinking that they're going to make a bunch of Super Bowls or whatever.
Like, Peyton Manning wasn't a great thrower of the football at the end.
Yeah, there's something about being a leader, too, at that position.
Oh, you're one of those. He just has it. Tebow just has it.
He had
you
it
can't
in Florida.
Spell Tim Tebow without the word it. He has it. He's special.
He took a team.
The Lord is on his side. God would like Tebow to win.
Took a team of criminals
what is
down
wrong?
In Florida
you're better than
and
that.
Won a
Be
title.
Better. You're better than that.
All those
for
guys,
a guy
so
who
Hernandez,
wait
the
a
Pouncies,
minute,
you're Percy
such a
Harvin,
hypocrite. Conflict.
They all loved him.
You think talent?
Brandon
I just
Spikes.
Spit all over it.
Yeah, you're a mess.
You think talent trumps all, right?
Tebow.
Talent trumps all, right?
Yeah. Talent.
And yet you're hitching your wagon to one of the least talented throwers of the
because
football to ever play the position.
People made it out to be like this guy was
couldn't
an
throw 5 yards.
Fans,
you know why he couldn't throw 5 yards?
How do you win games then like that? How do you possibly?
God was
have a
on his
record?
Side.
Fine, I'll take God. If you could give me God on my side too, if I take him.
Do you remember that end of that preseason? I forgot the guy's name. He had some receiver.
I remember the end of the preseason.
No,
that's
in
what
New
I remember.
England.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the
it
other
was
night,
the
actually.
Quarter,
remember the end of the preseason?
And he would just chuck it up.
Yeah.
And some receiver would be triple covered, and somehow it would, like, Bugs Bunny through the three defenders and get to the guy.
More wins
There's nothing.
Than
sometimes
losses. More touchdowns
you just need to have,
than picks.
You,
Tim Tebow.
So you're making a defense. I just want to be clear here.
Yeah. Yep.
The guy who loves talent above all else
yeah,
is
that.
Making a defense for Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
You've lost your
I also like winning.
Mind.
I also like to win.
He also likes to troll you just the time
and
you
don't win.
Why are
with
you
Tim
so upset
Tebow.
About Tim Tebow?
I'm not upset.
What, did he do something? Did he hurt you?
No,
some
he's
point?
Actually a tremendous human being.
I bet he's the nicest guy in the world.
I don't know if he's the nicest. Like Matthew Slater, there's a lot of people vying for that.
Couple, there's two.
Well, Daron Harmon.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
McCourty
like
brothers, both of
them. Brock Holt, Patrice Bergeron.
Oh, Tim Tebow makes those guys all look like serial killers. You kidding me?
Which is interesting because he was once very close with a serial killer.
As it turns out.
And he led him to a title.
We have an update from Mike Reese, ESPN. The Patriots had a full pads practice Thursday, and I'm told tight end Ryan Izzo was later evaluated for a concussion. That would explain Izzo not being spotted at the media portion of practice today. The injury report later today could provide some clarity.
Man, these tight ends
they must have been
dropping like
they
flies.
Must have been knocking heads at practice yesterday.
Yeah, good physical practice. Well, you did have an extended time
off.
Yeah,
you're not playing on Monday, so
knock the rust off. Get back to it. You want to pick up that momentum on defense and, well, offensively, just try.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls on the other side after trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The San Francisco 49ers undefeated their dogs in L.A., getting 3 points against the Rams. Give me the 49ers and the 3 points. Let's go take the Philadelphia Eagles getting 3 points in Minnesota this week.
I like it. Ooh.
Over 51.5 in Arizona versus Atlanta. The Lions are headed to Lambeau. I like them outright. Give me the Lions at plus 170 in Lambeau.
That's a lusty 2-2 last week.
I give him credit, though, Dale. The refs screwed him. The Lions' money line he should have hit on. Should have hit on Lions' money line. He got
screwed. It is the gambler's lament, isn't it? No, I got you screwed. I should have won. Yeah.
Did you think the refs were good in that game?
No, they were horrible.
Do you think the refs cost the Lions the game?
Probably.
So they cost Shime the win. Shime should have been 3-1 with a nice dog who barks the loudest there against the Packers.
Pretty upset about it, but you know what?
2-2, though. You know what? You didn't lose me any money.
Exactly. And actually, technically, I would have won you a little money because that last pick was a money line pick, so you only had to bet a little bit to win 100.
All right. Fair enough.
So technically, we were up like 20 bucks last week.
I like that. That's good reasoning.
Yeah, keep trying to talk yourself
into it. Oh, yeah. So is it true, Shine, that you also have picks for week 7 in the NFL?
You're darn tootin',
oh,
I do.
God.
And let
oh,
me tell
Lord.
You. So
at least they're going to be good.
This first pick I looked at for a long time, okay. And I said, these are two really bad teams.
All right.
So I have officially dubbed this the tugboat dragging a bad team to a win pick of the week.
Oh, here we go. I didn't know you were going to do a tugboat pick of the week.
Oh, you have.
Long.
I'm gonna pick a game between two terrible teams.
A win's a win, Dale. For oh, okay. you, the better at home. You don't need to pick
a game
two great
that he
teams.
Had to think about for a long time. Nothing jumped off the page to him.
He just did a lot of research, maybe.
Okay.
All right, yeah. What's the game, Sean?
So the game is actually going to be the Chargers traveling out to Tennessee. And I thought, you know what? Everybody
might not
thought,
want to watch, let alone
is this
bet
tugboat
on.
Annoying anyone else?
I'm not gonna like it.
Everybody thought the Chargers were going to be good at the beginning of the season. They weren't.
No, that's right.
Everybody thought Tennessee was going to be bad. They've been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Give me the Chargers +2 road dogs in Tennessee.
Ugh.
Quarterback change. That doesn't worry you? Sometimes you get a little jump start
Ooh,
there.
Oh, Tannehill. You're not a big Tannehill guy?
No, I think Tannehill's going to be even worse than Mariota, as impossible as that may sound.
Yeah, it could happen, though. So you have the Chargers getting 2?
That is correct. Right. Chargers getting 2 points
okay.
in Tennessee.
All right.
I think the Chargers
Both
have a talented roster.
Both teams are
2-4.
All right.
Chargers are a better 2-4 team.
Yeah. Agreed. At the risk of derailing this, one quick complaint, if I may. Do you notice when Shime talks to us, his little microphone thingy comes on?
Sure does. I got
so
a nice red light on
works?
Mine.
Yeah. How about
None
that?
Of ours do.
Wow.
Mine doesn't.
That's because he's giving
Only
us winners.
Shime.
That's why. That's because he's
okay. I paid for this with my winnings.
Yeah. That 20 bucks last week, it went to the light
yeah,
bulb.
I like that. All right. What else you got?
All right. Second pick of the week. I looked at this game. I knew I immediately wanted to bet on it.
Here you go,
this game.
This is immediate.
I like this more.
Okay.
This one's a shootout. So we're dubbing this the Wild Wild West shootout pick of the week.
Oh, I love a Wild West
we're
shootout.
We're taking the over 50.5 Arizona at the Giants.
Okay.
Both teams with bad defenses. Uh-huh. Arizona, the highest powered offense in football, scoring faster than anybody else, running more plays than anybody else.
We're running a lot of plays.
Give me over 50.5.
Two rookie quarterbacks in this game. Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones. It's a 1 o'clock game tomorrow in the Meadowlands.
This game's going to end 10-7.
I think this is Kyler Murray's opportunity to really have his standout rookie performance.
I like that.
Yeah, he's already leading the highest powered offense in the NFL.
It is the highest powered. Over 51.
Fastest running.
They run a lot of plays.
He's already backtracking
like Chip Kingsbury,
like
baby.
Chip Kelly. All right, so over in the Cardinals-Giants game. I like that. So that's the Wild West shootout game.
That is the Wild Wild West shootout game. Thank you, Will Smith, Wild Wild West.
Yep. Wow.
Last pick.
All right.
It's actually a parlay.
Oh, this, now we're getting nice. Now we're getting freaky.
This is the I had one too many shots parlay partay.
And I'm supposed to take that advice?
Yes, because this is when he goes on a real heater here.
Love this one. Right. This is my favorite parlay I've had in a while.
Okay.
I told myself I had to pick the Pats game, so we're throwing in the Pats money line into this. We have...
Wait a minute. Pats money line?
Pats money
line. What is the money line?
-460.
Good Lord, Sean.
Wait for it.
Throw that in the trash.
Wait for it.
That makes your picks work. Okay, sorry.
So we're going to go back to another pick I have with the over 50.5 to parlay that with
Cardinals-Giants.
Yep.
Got it.
Cardinals-Giants. Parlay that with the Pats money line. And lastly, we got dogs. For some reason, this team is favored, is the second highest favored team to win the Super Bowl, and yet they're dogs on the road in Chicago. Give me the New Orleans money line to finish out the parlay. Bet 100, win 450.
Saints money line, Pats money line over in the Cardinals game.
That is correct.
That's the parlay partay.
That
for the
is
week.
The parlay partay. I had one too many shots.
So he Pick loves that over in the Arizona game.
Oh, he's all in. He is doubling up on over Arizona.
So
Giants.
That loses, you're out twice.
Correct.
I don't like that.
Well, listen.
And I've got my one pick of the week, if anyone cares.
No.
I'm just playing the sounds back here.
No,
I got
that's
nothing.
Fine.
No one even knows how to spell your name.
So I only do one a week because I give the rest of my winners on the podcast. But here is my Kyle Shanahan, Shanistan, happy birthday, Eminem was yesterday, pick of the week.
Yeah, 47.
By the way, could Lucy spend any more time on social media wishing Eminem a happier birthday than she did?
It's
like, she is real big on Eminem.
Also Eminem.
Yeah.
And again, that pick. My Kyle Shanahan, Shanistan, happy birthday, Eminem pick of the week is Seattle minus -3 versus the Ravens.
Can you tell he's playing his own sound effects?
Yeah, I can. Kind of went the other way with it there.
Be careful with this. Just the clean version.
Yeah, maybe not.
Of course it is.
All right, so that's a lot of picks to unpack there. It's actually a pretty good Sunday in the NFL, by the way. There's some good games.
And the Patriots aren't involved, so we can watch them all.
Would you say this? Is this fair with the Mahomes injury? Is the winner of tomorrow or Sunday's Texans-Colts game the second-best team in the AFC?
Sure.
If it's Houston, if it's, yes.
If it's Houston,
Indianapolis, I'm not kinda going
with
there.
Dale.
But the Colts beat the Chiefs with Mahomes, and they would beat Watson and the Texans, so why would it not be them?
Because I don't trust them.
Fair enough.
The eyeball test.
What, Brissett?
Yeah, I'm not a Brissett guy.
Yeah,
I love Brissett as the
Tim Tebow great person.
Guy.
Yeah, great guy. Yeah.
But is he the quarterback I want to hitch it to? I'd rather hitch it to Watson.
Me too, but he also has Bill O'Brien, and he has a team that just doesn't seem like they can ever really.
So everybody
put it
loves
all
Frank Reich. If you put Watson and Reich together,
yeah, that'd probably be better.
Billy O, he can't sell you.
No, yeah. He's been at it too long.
I'm swayed by that because I really like him too.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Well, you seem to like everybody.
Yeah, I know. That's fun.
That's weird because I don't.
You really don't. You've
just been hitting on all these guys that you like. But that's a good game. Raiders-Packers can actually be a decent game. No?
I'm Ron Burton.
Ravens-Seahawks. That's a
Ravens-Seahawks, good game. And that's a good game because I think the Ravens are a little bit of a paper champion.
Right. So let's see.
Prove it.
Let's see what's
let's
going
see
on
what
here
you can do, Lamar.
In Seattle.
Let's go.
And then the Sunday night game is Eagles-Cowboys.
Which
the loser
could be
is
really
good
or really bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're both 3-3
because the Cowboys are going in the wrong direction.
Yes, they are.
Shine, we seem to have heard from a professional gambler on the text machine
who probably hates the fact
he says,
that he took Pat's money.
Rule one of betting: never parlay.
I told him it's even a catchy phrase.
Parlay partay, way
two,
more fun.
Stay away two, from the parlay.
Rule two: never bet the same game on more than one ticket.
Yeah, see, this guy's silly because when you're confident in something like this.
Silly.
You can double up your money.
If you're
going to
win them all,
lemon squeezy.
Yeah, if you're going to win them all, why not?
You're not.
Well, you might.
You're not.
Well, he doesn't.
Tune in Monday. We'll find out.
He's 500.
Maybe he's above 500.
He's a flip of a coin. The same thing.
He's a little bit above 500.
You know what? Just wait, Andy. This one's going to be good.
And when you lose the same game twice, that's really going to kill your
record. I'll say this for Shime.
That's true.
He's sort of like a cornerback. Like,
yes.
He has a very short memory.
Got him. Yeah, you got
like,
him. Yeah.
He, no question. You know, he comes back just as enthusiastic the next week. Here we go.
He shoots an air ball, and he's taking another shot.
I like to bounce back hard.
It's like Stephen Gostkowski. You know, you miss a kick, you miss two kicks, you miss 10 kicks, but you're still going to keep kicking.
You should have confidence. I guess you might make the next one.
Well, I'm looking forward to all those picks, Shime. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I'm looking forward to them, but probably for different reasons.
I am not going to necessarily bet on those.
Oh, no, probably.
But I'll tell you, those are some nice picks.
What's Uncle Bob think? Is he back on?
Uncle Bob probably supports
maybe
every
he
one
just call
picks.
You direct, Shime, and leave us out of it
give
this
me
time.
Number.
Cut out the middle, man.
What else you got coming up next? OMF at the top of the hour. Dale and Keith with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we didn't get to earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Andy?
So we're a simple society, right?
I thought you were going to say we are simple people, because
we
are.
Well,
I agree with both.
So it's a little early to start projecting Super Bowls, but people look and say, what's the most likely Super Bowl? I saw it on the back of the Boston Herald. The 6-0 Patriots, the 5-0 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, Shanahan, Belichick, lots of fun storylines.
There would be.
There would be.
Yeah.
And there's even some 49ers players talking about the potential matchup and their chances in said Super Bowl.
I feel like I like our chances. You know, we have a great team, great special teams, offense, defense, and everyone's playing high energy right now. So, you know, we just have to wait and see.
Matt Breida, their running back, talking some trash.
He's been good this year,
He
too.
Likes their chances. Well, he just said they're going to beat the Patriots in Miami. No, you didn't hear it, Dale. He said they're going to beat the Patriots.
Yeah, bulletin board material.
The cojones.
I like our chances. You know, we have a great team.
The audacity to like his team's chances in a Super Bowl that is unlikely to happen.
Yeah, well,
and if it does, it's still 4 months away.
They're not winning the division. Doesn't mean you can't make it to the Super Bowl as a wild card.
Their defense is pretty good.
Their defense is good.
Their defense is legit.
Seattle's a better team.
You see Bosa?
I have seen
Sweet. Garoppolo is picking up some steam. According to one NFL insider, he's better than Brady.
Mike Giardi?
No, Ryan Hannibal.
Yeah, Hannibal, that was weird.
Got bullied into saying it the other night on Mud at Night.
Yeah, that was
bad decision.
What else you got?
Rich?
Two things, both quick. One, the Red Sox have released Steven Wright. Oh, the right move. The it was...
You've been working on that.
Oh, yeah. You can find more at WEEI.com, I'm sure. Now, we talked about the Patrick Mahomes injury, of course, today, and it looks like he's going to be out at least a few weeks, but we didn't have a chance to play this yet. This would be tight end Travis Kelce and what he saw.
Right, I saw his knee. Didn't look like a knee. You know, it was all a little, I don't know, out of whack. I couldn't even describe it, man. You looked at it, you were like, oh, man, you know, there's something wrong. He didn't seem like he was in too much pain.
Yeah, probably shock.
Did it look like a knee? What did it look like? No. His ass?
Yeah, he's like,
what did it look like?
He's like, it was all over the place.
Clean it up.
Like, it's not supposed to be over there.
And well, he rotated.
They popped it back in for him on the field.
By the way,
I never loved
that.
That was
worse than all of it. When they see
it seemed easy though.
Yeah, it did.
Didn't seem overly technical.
Yeah. You assume just they know what they're doing.
Like we could have done it.
Right, yeah. If you're a teammate now, you're like, you're the center of the guard. If you see it, just push it back.
I'm like, can you put me under? Oh my God, I want to put me under.
Wait a minute or two.
Cut me, Lou, cut me.
What else you got?
So, you know, as sports fans, we have sports arguments all the time. There is no right or wrong. You know, you go back,
well,
like,
the hell there isn't. I don't know if that's true,
Dale. Like the Tim Tebow argument
earlier.
Right.
I was wrong.
Like him, some don't.
As a winner. Know,
there are sports arguments for which there's never going to be an answer. I have a sports argument that is definitive. It is absolute. There is no other option. 4 years ago today, the single worst play in the history of the National Football League took place.
On a fourth down and three, you got Griff Whalen ready to take the snap. He'll snap it. Actually, Colt Anderson is behind him. And what in the world? Flag is down. You tell me.
I thought maybe they were going to try and get him to jump off sides.
Illegal formation. The whole right side of the line was not on the line of scrimmage. Offense.
No.
This penalty is declined. The result of the play is first down for New England.
That was insane. I mean, you got a guy on either side of him. What are you doing here?
That was amazing. The great fake punt play by the Indianapolis Colts against the Patriots. Are we in agreement? The single worst play in the history of the NFL. Nobody's ever done anything that dumb before.
Well, you get some of those physical ones where, like, the guy runs the wrong way.
Or butt fumble.
The butt fumble.
But this was designed poorly.
They worked on this.
Yeah.
I mean, that was so funny. Like, when people tweet out just the image of it and just, like, the way they were lined up, I laugh every time.
And then remember, there was some sort of verbal confusion where there was, like,
he probably wasn't supposed to snap.
Right,
it.
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't supposed to.
And he was
to
supposed
all.
To say go or no, and they, like, mistook it. Like, no, 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 I didn't say go. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, it was just, that was the most flawed design play, you're right, Dale.
That
in
was
history.
Incredible, though.
Awful.
But it was so much fun to
Although,
watch.
Although, Vic Fangio had one last night that wasn't all that
yeah,
much
it was
better.
In the ballpark. If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen up to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. If you still don't have the app, just text app to 37937. Andy, always good to see you.
See you next week.
I'm sure at some point next Friday at about 12:30, yeah, we'll hear some
again.
Of your
no, you won't.
Of wisdom.
No,
you'll just hear me bitching.
Yeah.
Well, that might be it, too.
NFL Sunday is still on, even though the Patriots are on Monday, so 9 to 1, me, Fourier, and Wiggy.
And you're on tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, 9 to 11:30, leading into Boston College football.
There you go. OMF's coming up next. We'll see you guys next week. Bye. Told me Loveless is a madman, but I don't fit that. He got mad weapons too, ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion. When y'all clowns gon' see that it can't be done. Understand me, son, I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you walking up the wrong tree, we coming. Don't be stuck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.